It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. We'll get into our story shortly, but first, here's an offer from Fibber and Molly.
Say, Molly, here's something every home ought to have. It's called a Selectoray Protecto Alarm. The hardware store is selling them for only $139.50.
Oh, no, you don't, McGee.
Hmm?
When it comes to protection, you know there's nothing like those Prudential sickness and accident plans of ours.
Yeah, you bet your life there isn't. The Prudential's income protection plan covers you 24 hours a day against just about every kind of accident and all types of illnesses and diseases. And this plan can pay you a steady monthly income for as long as 10 years in case of illness, and for possibly the rest of your life in case of accident.
And you know, once you take out Prudential's income protection plan, not a soul can cancel it, except, of course, yourself.
Yeah, and it's guaranteed renewable, too, just like it says in the contract. You can also get a hospital and surgical expense plan to help pay off those costly medical bills.
And friends, Prudential has prepared a little booklet telling you all about these wonderful sickness and accident plans. And for your free copy of this new Prudential booklet, write your name and address on a postcard, along with the words, Sickness and Accident, and send it to Fibber, McGee, and Molly, Box 1212, Newark, New Jersey.
We take you now to Madame Bertha's Chapeau Chateau in the heart of downtown Wistful Vista, where Madame Bertha is hovering over one of her favorite customers.
Ah, just look at it in the mirror, Mrs. McGee. Simply a divine hat.
Well, what do you think, Mabel?
Perfect for her, isn't it, Mrs. Toops?
Well, it's the best one you've had on so far, Moll. Why don't you take it?
You definitely should have this hat. I'm sure Mr. McGee will love it.
Him? Mr. McGee will never notice it.
Oh, this one he will. Yes, indeed.
Oh, I don't see how even Fib could miss this one. I mean, you know, with the feathers and the sequins and the veil and all that.
Well, I don't know. $12 is a lot for me to pay for a hat. And my husband...
But he'll be delighted, I know.
Believe me, McGee won't know I have this hat on till I present him with the bill.
Mrs. McGee, I'm so certain that he'll... Well, that he'll comment on this lovely creation that... Shall we be sporty?
What do you mean?
I'm selling you this hat with a money-back guarantee, Mrs. McGee, dear. If your husband fails to notice it, it's yours... Free.
Well, say, that is a sporty proposition. Take it, Ma.
Well, how soon does he have to notice it?
Oh, you'll be home by 6, won't you? Shall we give him, say, 3 hours?
Well, if he doesn't notice that hat in 3 minutes, you run him downtown for an eye check, you hear?
And then he has till 9 o'clock to comment on the hat, Mrs. McGee. Right?
Now, wait, am I supposed to wear it all the time?
Well, of course, dear. We can't expect him to notice it if it's put away in a hat box.
Oh, you're going to lose this one, Moll. Imagine eating dinner with your hat on and McGee not making a crack about it.
Well, he looks straight through it and never see it, Mabel. Well, I'll take it, Madam Bertha.
Oh, good, good, good. I'll telephone you at 9, Mrs. McGee.
Fair enough.
Oh, Mrs. Fossbinder, have you been waiting long? I'll be right.
Come on, Moll, I'll drive you home. And I'll be phoning you every half hour to find out how this crazy bet turns out.
I think I'll win it, Mabel.
You know, it's so silly. Imagine you serving dinner with your hat on, washing the dishes with your hat on.
And as I've been saying ever since we finished eating, Molly, that sure was a swell dinner, kiddo.
Thank you.
That little extra touch of cinnamon that you put in the applesauce, that was a stroke of genius. See, I notice things like that, too.
Yes, you're very observant, dearie, when it comes to food.
I'll bet that's Mabel Toops again. She's already called you 3 times since you got home. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Put the dishes in the cupboard, will you? I'll get the phone.
Okay, Tootsie. Ah, there goes it.
79 Wistful Vista, Molly McGee speaking.
Hello, Mal. Is you know who around?
Oh, hello, Mabel. He's in the kitchen.
Has he seen it yet?
Cross my heart, he hasn't. I wore it in the kitchen with an apron. I wore it all through dinner, and I've still got it on while we do the dishes. It might as well be invisible as far as him seeing it.
No kidding.
At this point, I'm keeping my fingers crossed because in another 5 minutes, it's 9 o'clock and the you-know-what is mine. Bree.
Oh, won't Madame Bertha be mad?
Well, she brought it on herself. And say, I don't know, is a hat a bargain even for free if your husband can't see it? I don't know whether I... Uh-oh, he's coming, Mabel. I better hang up. Bye.
Dishes are all in the cupboard, Molly. I think I'll turn on the radio and listen to the 9 o'clock news.
Oh, yes, the 9 o'clock news.
Yeah.
Comes on at 9 o'clock, doesn't it?
Sure.
Yes.
Hey, I just noticed something new that you're wearing.
Oh, no, McGee.
Oh, it ain't new? I could have swore it's brand new.
Well, can't you wait till after you hear the news, the 9 o'clock news?
No, sir, I want to find out right now. Oh, it is new, ain't it? Gee, it sure looks swell on you, too.
Oh, dear, and I was so close.
Ah, you can't fool me, kiddo. I could tell that was a new dress the minute I laid eyes.
Dress? Oh, McGee, I've had this dress for 2.5 years, thank goodness.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
Your guide to the best in clock radios is the famous RCA Victor name and trademark. And here are three reasons why. First, RCA Victor, world leader in radio, is famous for long-term dependability. And you'll find that dependability built into every RCA Victor clock radio. Secondly, only RCA Victor gives you golden throat tone, a superb tone quality which you'd expect to find only in more expensive radios. Third, prices on these new clock radios are the lowest in the history of RCA Victor. For example, you can wake up to beautiful music with the Reveille model, which sells for as little as $29.95. That's absolutely the lowest price ever for an RCA Victor clock radio. It's just one of a wide variety of beautiful clock radios awaiting your inspection at your RCA Victor dealer. See them soon. Remember the world's best names for quality. RCA and RCA Victor.
Hello, Madame Bertha. He's gone to answer the doorbell. What were you saying?
Well, I've lost, my dear, and the hat is yours. But do you mean to tell me he still hasn't noticed it?
Nope, and I'm not going to tell him. I'm going to see just how long it takes him to tumble to the fact I'm wearing a new hat. I'm going to keep it on all evening. I'll even wear it upstairs to bed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and if necessary, I'll sleep in it. I'm getting pretty annoyed about this whole thing. Uh-oh, here comes someone. Bye.
Oh, hello, Molly. McGee let me in and ducked down to the cellar for some root beer. He thinks I... Oh, excuse me, you're just ready to go out.
No, not at all. What makes you think that?
Well, you got your hat on.
Oh, that. Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. I just won this hat on a bet.
Well, that's as fine an excuse for most women's hats as I've ever heard.
Seriously, I won it because McGee can't see it.
I'm a doctor, but that one's a bit hard to diagnose. What do you mean?
Well, Madame Bertha said my husband would love it, and I said he'd never even notice it, so she bet me this hat that he would by 9 p.m.
Yeah, but it's after that now.
Sure, and the hat's mine.
Oh.
I'm just going to keep it on until he notices it, if it takes a week.
Well, it doesn't seem possible that even McGee could fail to notice that.
Here he comes. Oh. Now, doctor, please don't hint or mention anything.
Well, here they are. Keep nice and cool down there and still not too cold like in the fridge.
Never mind any for me. Maybe that's what's wrong with you. Too much root beer, McGee.
I wasn't aware that anything at all was wrong with me. Stout, stubby, and suspicious.
Huh?
What's wrong with you that you think something's wrong with me the minute you come in?
I think I detect a bad case of myopia, Sonny.
Now, doctor.
This ain't myopia. It's root beer. And it ain't a bad case. It's a good half case.
All right. Let's forget it. I gotta run along anyhow. Got to pick up Miss Cuddleson at the hospital in a few minutes.
Uh-huh. I thought you were mighty dressed up, doctor.
Yeah. Still chasing the head nurse, eh, Romeo? What are you kids going to do? Go out and paint the town's tonsils tonight?
McGee, I wish it were possible for Miss Cuddleson to spend a few days here with you and Molly. I'd like her to know you better, McGee.
Well, that's nice of you, George. Why?
So she'd see what a bargain I am. Good night, Molly.
Good night, doctor. Well, I think I'll take a book and go upstairs and read in bed a while. I'm a little tired.
Reading, I'll turn off the light so we can go to sleep, Molly.
Oh, I can finish reading this in the morning.
Okay. I guess I made sure everything was locked up and turned out downstairs. You set so as I can snap off the lamp?
No. McGee?
Hmm?
You know, sometimes a wife wonders about things.
Oh? Like what, for instance?
Well, like whether her husband takes her too much for granted.
Maybe other husbands do, kiddo, but you know me. I take you for granted like Grant took Richmond. Big noise, excitement, fireworks, boom, boom, baby.
Well, I used to think so.
Used to? When'd you stop thinking so?
Oh, sometime after 6 this evening.
Hey, let's get this show back on the road. Where'd I go off the tracks? What'd I do wrong anyway?
McGee, since I came home at 6 o'clock, you haven't looked at me once. Oh, you've been looking at me all right, but you haven't seen me at all.
What do you mean?
Well, look at me. Take a good look at me. Don't you notice anything different about me? Sitting here in bed with my nightgown on and wearing a hat? This is a hat, you see? A new hat.
Oh, that. Well, gee whiz, I... Hey, have you won the bet yet?
What? McGee, you knew. Don't tell me you knew all along and you never even cracked a smile.
Sure, I knew. You can't keep secrets in a town like Wistful Vista.
Yeah, but who told you?
Oh, Lady Fossbinder was shopping in Madame Bertha's when you made the bet, and she told her husband, and he was in Kramer's drugstore and told the old-timer, and Wallace Wimple phoned me just before you got home. Only I wasn't so sure how long I had to keep my trap shut before you won the hats.
Oh, McGee.
Now, take that silly thing off your head and let's go to sleep.
Fibber and Molly will be right back.
Have you discovered Dial shampoo? It's the new shampoo that does something exciting to your hair. Listen.
Sparkle, sparkle, your hair too. Sparkles after Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo gets your hair clean. Dial shampoo gives your hair sheen. Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo.
Yes, your hair will have that diamond sparkle look the very first time you use Dial shampoo. This new shampoo is specially made to give your hair a priceless sheen, an extra brightness. With Dial shampoo, you get loads of lanolated lather. It's a creamy, rich lather, gentle but thorough, and it leaves your hair soft and easy to manage. Buy Dial shampoo in the unbreakable squeeze bottle.
Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo, Dial shampoo.
What'd you say the price of that hat was? 12 smackers?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I got it free, of course, and I don't feel right about it because actually it wasn't an honest bet, McGee, the way it turned out.
You know, I kind of feel the same way you do, Molly.
I'm glad.
I think you ought to take that hat back to Madame Bertha tomorrow.
And explain what happened, huh?
No. Just tell her you'll take the 12 bucks instead. With 12 bucks, you can go
somewhere... I'll do no such a thing, for heaven's sake.
Okay. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed. With Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, Mary Jane Croft as Mabel Toops, and Natalie Masters as Madame Bertha. This is John Wald cordially inviting you to share Thanksgiving with Fibber and Molly and all their friends tomorrow night on Fibber McGee and Molly. Sunday, hear his finest hour. Sir Winston Churchill's biography for sound on NBC Radio.